Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, a board game man, and this is your news for March 6, 2023. So unlike the last few shows where I've had a lot of news and not a whole lot of Kickstarters just because of the time of year and such, this week, I don't have a whole lot of news, but I've got a metric ton of Kickstarters or crowdfunding, and I'm sure I missed some because there is a lot of good stuff up there right now. So let's just start off with some very cool news. I don't have a lot of news, but most of them are very, very cool. So the first one, Game Right is going to release Game 4 in Matt Leacock's Forbidden series. You know, you've had Forbidden Island, Forbidden Desert, Forbidden Sky, which was not very good, but Forbidden Island and Forbidden Desert are both very, very good. And now we've got Forbidden Jungle. This is, of course, the Forbidden series, kind of the co-op. We'll call them kind of the precursor or to Pandemic or Pandemic Light. I really hope this one kind of brings us back to the great games that I really love, the Forbidden Island or Forbidden Desert, which was really just kind of felt good. Didn't have a little, not quite as fiddly, or just felt convoluted like Forbidden Sky. But in Forbidden Jungle, they say your team has crash-landed on a mysterious jungle planet and you need to work together to survive, search the ruins of an abandoned outpost for elusive escape portal, all while fending off an ever-growing horde of venomous creatures and an escalating chain of collapsing locations. Shift tiles to power up the portal and live to see another day. So I guess we're going to have more of the shifting locations. I guess kind of Forbidden Desert had a little bit of this and kind of there was that sinking in Forbidden Island. So this does feel like it just fits into the whole thing. And it's been a few years since you put out one of these. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully Matt Leacock's got a really good one. This is 2 to 5 players, plays in about 45 minutes, like all the other games. I'm guessing, I think this will be out sometime soon. I haven't seen it, couldn't find a date anywhere for it, but it'll be sometime soon. And I believe this will probably be about $20 or $30, like the last few were. I think Forbidden Island you can get for like $15, but I think they're about $20 to $30. And I'm not sure if this one, the picture of what I saw, it might come in a tin again. I think the first couple came in a tin. And some people like that, some people don't. I really don't care. It was fine. The Forbidden Island tin is perfect for kind of that type of game. Brotherwise Games, who's absolutely killing it the last few years, they're doing amazing work. The O'Neill brothers are doing great work with Brotherwise Games. They announced a street date for the Kickstarter from last year that they did was called Castles by the Sea. It should be released this summer, probably August this summer, right around Gen Con. It should be about $55. Now, this Kickstarter was last spring. They had some production problems with warping of the boards. That's very, very common. That's nothing new. It's not anything that they did, but just sometimes with production and kind of the samples and such, the boards just kind of get warped with the different environments and such. So they're probably going to finish delivering early summer and getting to retail in that August date. It should be around there. It's very possible that might need to back up that FLGS release date, but I bet we'll still see You know, this will still be a good one, and I'll probably have some copies at Gen Con. Now, Castles by the Sea is a 1-4 player game. This takes a, it's an at 1 hour wonder, probably about, you know, about 60 minutes to play. It's an interesting little thing. They've got theme on it. I'm not going to worry about the theme, but it has this similar feel to Santorini, kind of you're building up blocks, kind of sandcastle-ish. So you're building up blocks and putting different people, around the blocks, and trying to get certain points, you know, and score points for different ways. But there are different hazards that'll come out, and depending on the visual spatial, it's kind of a visual spatial puzzle game. And depending on what kind of comes out, you may lose some of your buildings or some of the blocks that you put out there. So a really cool looking game, very, very chill game. And I think this is one that people will really, really enjoy checking out. Next up, I want to talk about Soulforge Fusion. Now, I absolutely love Soulforge Fusion. It's got kind of that, I've talked about it a lot. It was one of my best games of last year. I absolutely love this game. Has this kind of like CCG meets Smash Up feel where you've got two factions, you put them both together, and then you're playing cards over a different, you know, over each round. You're getting two different actions, and then your cards, as you play them, will level up. So an absolutely fun game. They've got an expansion, the Battle for White Fang Pass. That should be out next month. And I know Stoneblade is going to be getting out some of these organized play kits kind of in June after it's been released a little while. Now, they're going to have some rewards for playing the tournaments and such, you know, and different things they'll be giving out or just for participating. They're going to have the different cards. The Forgeborn cards will have different art. They'll have alternate art Forgeborn cards. There'll be different unique decks. There'll be posters, play mats, all sorts of really cool stuff. And I think even kind of each one of the factions has these little minions that you kind of bring into play. And I think they'll have some alternate arts for cards for those as well. I'm really anxious for this to be out in stores, and I really want it to be a hit. Because like I said, I love this game, and I want to see it kind of get a little bit more of a following out there in, you know, in the FLGS or in the gaming spaces, because I don't want to see it fizzle out. I absolutely love this game, and I want to see it become a little bit more mainstream. But anyway, that's Soulforge Fusion with Battle for White Fang Pass coming out. Now, Hatchet Games is going to release Sorry We Are French. Yes, that's the company's name, Sorry We Are French. What a great name. So they're going to release the Sorry We Are Frenches in the Footsteps of Darwin. This will be out later this spring, I think early summer. I think it's going to be June this year, about $40 there. This is a quick playing game. This, don't confuse this one with Darwin's Journey, which was a Kickstarter a few years ago, which is a heavy euro from Luciani and Mangione. This is in the Footsteps of Darwin. This one is designed by Gregory Grard and Mathieu Verdier. And this is an interesting looking one. So it's kind of a tile or card. I guess it's kind of a tile drafting and an open drafting. And as you're kind of, depending on what you're drafting, where you're putting it on your player board, and then kind of where you can draft from, this little piece will move around the board, and also effect of what you can get and how far the, you know, you can move around a piece. But you're trying to get these different patterns or drafting the right things. Interesting, very chill game. Again, a chill tile drafting game, a very quick playing 30-minute game. 2 to 5 players. I'm thinking in this sweet spot is probably about 3 to 4 here for this particular one. But definitely check out this one a little bit later this year, in the Footsteps of Darwin. And finally, in kind of the gaming news here, we've got, I've got two more here. So Renegade has announced an August release for the new Robo Rally. Now, if you remember, I mentioned a few episodes back that Renegade's going to be releasing updated or kind of reprints or kind of modernizing the reprints of some of these older games like Diplomacy and Robo Rally. Now, this one I'm talking about is the new release for Robo Rally in August. Should be about $50. Basically, what you've got here is kind of newer art, some quality of life changes, the component changes, and probably maybe some rules updating for things that they've, you know, kind of the questions that have arisen, stuff like that. Just a little bit of updating, just quality of life. Not really a huge change to the game, because Robo Rally already is an amazing game by Richard Garfield. I think it was originally put out by Avalon Hill and Hasbro, but this should be a fun game. It's just all about pre-programmed and kind of the way the programming, the way you kind of do your programming, it can go kind of crazy depending on the way things happen, because you just kind of set the rule, you know, set up your program and it just runs, and a lot of weird wackiness happens. So real cool. Again, check out the Robo Rally. This is a perennial classic, if you will. And now the last one we've got here. So Steamforge Games, they teased on their Twitter account they're going to be releasing a Sea of Thieves board game based on that popular, I guess it's kind of an open world sandboxy kind of game, you know, PC and all the consoles and such. So it was a it took the world by storm for a while. I think people still play the heck out of this one, Sea of Thieves. But Steam Forge Games does a lot of great games with that type of IP, type grand IP games. And so what they said on Twitter is, and many of you sharp-witted scallywags guessed, we're making a Sea of Thieves board game in collaboration with Rare. Hoist the mainsail, raise anchor, and take to the waves of with our new board game launching later this year. Now, I don't know if that means releasing. It says launching. I mean, I know that's a pun or portmanteau, if you will, for the fact that it's a Sea of Thieves. But does that mean launching? Does that mean a Kickstarter that we'll get? Because they do a lot of Kickstarters for their games, or just putting it out for release. I'm not quite sure. I'm guessing a Kickstarter will probably be out later this year, and I'm sure I'll cover it here as well. Speaking of Kickstarter, let's head on over to some crowdfunding and talk about some Kickstarter. The first up, I've got to go with the Stefan Feld City Collection. This is going to be Vienna and Cusco. These are two games that... So what they've done is they've taken a lot of Stefan Feld's older games and they're re-putting them out with new themes and kind of updating them a little bit here. This is the Vienna and Cusco. Now, these are direct reprints or updating. Vienna is La Isla and Cusco is Bora Bora. Now, La Isla is the one I'm really interested in here because I love La Isla. It's very light, very chill. This is kind of going to be a new kind of theme to it as well, and a little bit of updating with some of the pieces and such. So these two will be up there. You'll be able to get one or the other or both. I'm not sure if you'll be able to get any of the other ones that they released. I don't think you're going to be able to get any of the other games that, you know, the bundles. Actually, there is a six games classic bundle with Vienna, Cusco, Hamburg, Amsterdam, New York City, and Marrakesh. You can get that for $4.90 if you want to get all those games, but you can get everything else individually as well. Well funded. Got about 3 weeks to go as of this recording. Next up, again, I told you there's a lot of really good Kickstarters here this week. So Shem Phillips and Garfield Games, they've got Scholars of the South Tigris. Shem has put out a absolute ton. I think there's, this might be number six or number nine. I don't know what. All his different games and Garfield Games, they're so good. They're all different. They've got different mechanisms, different ways of playing, different themes. This is a join the translation movement in this 1-4 player dice bag building strategy game set in medieval Baghdad. Now, what you're doing is you're going to have different things that you've got to translate from one language to another using the different translators. And as you kind of fill them up, they'll be dropping off the main board. You got to get them into play, get them out there. And you're using your dice and then using kind of workers to change. You've got to, again, you'll have some dice in your bag and you'll get them out. You'll have the different colors that you can change their colors, or you can change their numbers to sixes. And then you can, you know, yellow and blue makes green. So if you put a yellow and blue dice out there, they can make a green die, and that's make trigger some other things. There's all sorts of crap going on here. And it's exactly what I love out of a cool heavy euro from Shem Phillips. Got about a week to go. You got about $300,000. You know, this is well funded, over $300,000. Again, about a week to go. And you can get in on this one for about $45. Don't think there's a upgraded version at all. They got some different promo packs and metal coins if that's your thing. Again, this is a 1-4 player game. Plays in about, they say, 60 to 90 minutes. I'm thinking you're going to really be talking about 90 to, you're talking about an hour and a half to 2 hours for this one, because it is kind of that medium weight euro. But he does all sorts of great euros with these. Next up, this game is called An Age Contrived. This is a Euro game. They say Euro game of engine building and fantasy gods for 1-5 player games. It's got about 2.5 weeks to go. Well funded. This is from Bellows Intent. This is an interesting one because you're playing as gods, but a lot of times you have these games where there's the thing. We call it the Feld. There's some sort of gimmick that brings a lot of these Euro games. We call it the Feld because Feld also has that, those really, the one really cool thing you really just want to keep doing in his games. And this one, you've got this resource programming, and also kind of these magnetic monuments that you're building on there. So as you're kind of doing your actions, you're kind of chaining these actions together, and these little bits will be falling out. You've got these tiles that'll fall out that you're going to be putting on the main large board. Then you're going to be getting also some player powers out there. You're going to be wielding, combining with other people to build these monuments and trying to get rewards from building them, depending on what you put in there. Really cool. Check this one out. I believe it's about $65 to get in on a core game, or you've got the collector's edition for $100, because why not? We always got to make collector's edition of anything. So we've got some limited stuff here. If you want to just get everything, then of course there's a founder's edition, which will cost you about $120. But again, for $65, this one looks like a pretty solid game to check out there. And again, that is called An Age Contrived. Last couple weeks, I've been playing Ascension Tactics, which was a Kickstarter that released last year. I've been playing it solo, and I love Ascension, and Ascension Tactics is kind of the miniatures, kind of skirmish game, and you can also play it solo, and there's some campaign. Absolutely love this game. And the reason why I played this one, because I knew I wanted to, you know, get it back to the table again, but I wanted to check out the solo campaign because Ascension Tactics Inferno, which is basically a standalone expansion to Ascension Tactics, is out now. Now, you're going to have to get on this one pretty quick as of listening to this, but I'm sure they'll have late pledges. Everybody always has late pledges. This is from Stoneblade Entertainment. I absolutely love this freaking game. It's very cool, and it plays so well solo, and it plays well, you know, obviously plays well multiplayer. There's a lot of different kind of, I'm sure they'll have a ton more scenarios that you can probably use with the, you know, they might even be able to use some of these scenarios with the original game. Hopefully they'll put out some stuff with the original game, but it's so good. It's such a fun game. I absolutely love this one. This one is $60 to get in on there, or you can get the one with the minis. I got the regular initial Ascension Tactics with the minis. I wouldn't go back, because, I mean, the Sandies are great and all. I mean, who cares? If you don't want to spend the money, it's still a great game. It's $60 or $135, whatever you can go with. It's great. It's a lot of fun to play this game. So, and tell them Dan sent you, because I absolutely love everything that Stoneblade puts out. All right, next up, we've got Curse of Candelabria. This is from the creators of Sheol, an area control board game of Living Candles and Wandering Castles. This one's got about another week to go, and it is... it's a little bit under goal. It's got a pretty large goal because there's a gazillion miniatures in this one. And it's got a week to go to get there. I think it'll probably get there because usually get a little bit of a boost. And hopefully everybody out there listening that likes this sort of game will go ahead and back this as well. But if you like dudes on a map, as we like to call them, with there's a lot of crap on the map and the way the way you're playing the game. It's not really dice driven. It's kind of the way it's card driven. He's got tactics cards and such. So it's not really kind of completely like Risk, but it has that dudes on a map feel with your, with your different factions and the way you're using area control there. So get in on this one. It is about $95 US to get the core game, or you can get the deluxe game for about $148. This is one that, I'd like to see funded because this is a pretty cool game. Again, it may not be your cup of tea. Like, I'm more of a Euro guy. Dudes in a Map is a little bit different of a world. It's kind of almost hits that feel of war gamers are kind of more into the Dudes on a Map game, but really cool concept. So check that one out if you like those sort of games. The next one's a pretty quick one. This is Lords of Vegas. This is by Lone Shark Game. Now, they're basically, Lone Shark Games is basically just doing a reprint of kind of the updated 6-player base set for Lords of Vegas, which is a great kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a push your luck. There's all sorts of stuff that go into this kind of the regular game, kind of Wars of Vegas. You're building up your casinos, you're trying to get land next to each other, and you can kind of take over. There's all sorts of stuff, and it's pretty cool. Good card play, good kind of bluffing kind of mechanics to it. But there's also some other expansions that take other cities and such like that, and they'll have the two expansions that'll be involved in this as well. This one had a pretty high pledge goal. I mean, pretty high funding goal, but it is actually funded. About 2 weeks left to go on this one. You can get in on you get the American expansion, the Americana expansion for $40. You can get the Americana expansion and the Con Jobs expansion for $50. And you can get that 6-player base set, which is the main kind of thing that they're kickstarting here, for $65. Or you can get the, there's a whole bunch of mix and match, a la carte, if you will, a lot of ways to go in that one. So check that out. Lords of Vegas is actually a pretty solid game. Next up, Cuperium. I'm not really sure. I think it's Cuperium. It's an interesting game. This is, it's Kyperium, because it's the Kuiper Belt Corporations compete for mining Kyperium and take control of this new incredibly powerful element. This is an interesting one because kind of as you're playing kind of back and forth, trying to put different things onto the board with your kind of different card play to trigger some combos, you're also giving your opponent more powerful places to play because when you place a card and get the reward, only your opponent can place their worker into that card. That's an interesting kind of way to do it. And I like kind of the new innovative ways of thinking with the gameplay and stuff like that. So this one you get in for about $50, which is a pretty good deal there for where it looks. So, and it's also a nice retail pledge. You get in on a founder edition, which gets some exclusive cards, stretch goals, and a name and a credit. Obviously the stretch goals as well for the base pledge, but there's a little bit more in that regular pledge. So check that one out. Kyperium looks pretty good, and it is funded. Got about 2.5 weeks to go on this one as well. Next up, Star Tycoon, Build Your Galactic Corporation. So you're going to expand your interstellar company while a central market reacts to supply and demand, an engine building game for 1 to 6 players. Now, I don't normally like I don't normally like economic type games, but the way that this kind of works, it really seems pretty cool. because the way your people are buying and selling and doing different things with trading in goods to the, there are different exchanges that are going to go up and down, and they have different ways you're exchanging for different things. And then as you're kind of adding on to your corporation and having different alliances and such like that, you're going to kind of, the game's going to change quite a bit for what you can do. Really looks cool. I highly recommend checking this out, especially if you kind of like economic board games. But I think this might even appeal to those of us that kind of like tableau building and kind of combo driven kind of games. That's kind of what I like. And if it just happens to be economic, like if you can hide an economic game like this inside of another, like if you're hiding the other games inside of an economic game, I don't know which way to say it, hiding the economic game inside of another kind of combo building, tableau building, I think that's where a gamer like me would like this sort of thing. 1 to 6 players, it says about 20 minutes per player, and you can get in on this one for $34 to get in there. It says all stretch goals, access to print and play piles. I guess that's the all you get the regular base game there. Yeah, the promo pack. So that's a good, it's mostly just card driven with kind of a little bit of there. So I think this one will be a solid one. Plenty of time to get in this one. It hasn't funded yet, but it's only, it's as of this recording, it's about a little around 20,000 of its 26th goal. I have a feeling by the time you listen to this, it'll probably be funded, and it's got more than 3 weeks to go. I know I've gotten a little bit long here, so I've got one more thing I want to talk about. This is GameFound. This is Whelps to Worms Resurrection Project. So the reason why I call it the kind of Resurrection Project, so if you don't know about Whelps to Worms, this was actually a Kickstarter back in 2017. Spyglass Games has taken this over. Now, they're trying to get all the original backers their copies as well as the, you know, because the original company that did this, man, it was a train wreck, and I don't think more than a handful of games, if any, were kind of delivered, and then it all just fell apart. So, for lack of a better term, it all fell apart, and people don't have their games. So, Spyglass Games now has gotten the rights to this, and all the games, the game is done, and I believe there are even copies that are probably even, I think all the copies might have been made. They're trying to get another print run and also get the copies to get to their back to their initial backers. Now, with the backers not getting their copies, and this game is only $60 on GameFound, I think that's a pretty good deal, because you get on there, you don't have to pay anything extra to help them. I mean, sure, you can actually, if you just want to help people, you just want to give a donation, or if you want to back it and give a little bit extra to help, I think they'll take anything they can get. But I think once this does fund, then I think that means, so because the goal is $40,000, and right now it's got a whole month left, so it just started. But I really wanted to talk about this. So it's a pretty cool game where you start off as kind of a baby dragon or a whelp, and then you're trying to go around the countryside doing different things, you know, eating livestock, eating people, and just trying to grow up and grow your horde. But as you do that, you're going to trigger dragon hunters and stuff like that. So the game is actually a pretty cool game. I'm sure over the last few years, they probably could have updated it. And who knows, they said if they make a third edition, they may even update it more. But it's not really a whole lot that is going to change from this base game, but it still looks great. So I really recommend checking this out. And if you want to help people, I think I might actually back this one because the game looks good. And if I can help people, because you never want to see people get screwed by Kickstarter for whatever reason it happened. Not screwed by Kickstarter, screwed by a Kickstarter project maker. You don't want to see anybody, and I'm sure it wasn't necessarily their fault. Something probably went wrong, or maybe they did just screw them. I don't know what happened. They just, something happened, and then people don't have their games. But if you can get this one funded, I guess people will get their games. So that's another good reason. Again, normally, if it was, this isn't necessarily somebody, this isn't me, I defaulted on a Kickstarter and now I'm doing another Kickstarter to pay for that. No, that's not how it is. This is person A has defaulted on a Kickstarter. Person B is being a great person to take over the game and now trying to get it funded with their own company. So that's why I think this is an absolute great thing to get on air, and Whelps to Worms is the kind. And it looks like a solid game as well. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out my show, The Geek All-Stars Podcast. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2023 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.